Good morning. I'm Taylor Becker.
I'm Levi Capacious.
And I'm Samantha Vorman. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Tuesday, we had our first snow day of the school year. The ice storm caused a lot of changes in our schedule. Semester tests were pushed back a day to allow enough time for review. We'll be finishing up our exams next Monday, and the new semester doesn't start until Tuesday. The basketball games with Belmont Clemmy also had to be rescheduled. They'll be made up next Saturday, January 21st at Belmont.
Last Saturday, the Golden Bear math team competed in their first Great Plains Math League tournament of the season. Two Garrigan students did well enough to qualify for the state mathematics competition. The top score overall was sophomore Gabe Trainer, while senior Josh Hamilton finished in second place overall. Other high scorers included Ben Fogarty, Logan Capacious, and Caitlin Tilgis. Congratulations, math team.
Last month, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team competed in the 3-2-1, a nationwide event that is held online. Academic teams that include some of the smartest kids in the country compete in the event, and we're proud that the Bears ended up right in the middle of the pack, with equal numbers of teams above and below them. They were number 3 out of 14 Iowa schools competing, beating out schools like Davenport Central and Mason City Newman. Congratulations to Coach David Burrow and the Quiz Bowl team.
2 weeks from now, a group of 38 Garrigan students will be headed to Washington, D.C. They'll be participating in the annual March for Life, the largest pro-life rally in the world. The event will take place on Friday, January 27th, with a march from the Washington Monument to the U.S. Supreme Court building. An anonymous donor is paying for the expenses of the trip, and a religion teacher, Jake Rosemeyer, is organizing the trip. Several Garrigan staff members and parents are accompanying the group to Washington.
Intramural basketball began last Sunday with one relatively close game and one blowout. The week's top scorer was senior Gibson Bear, who got 36 of the 119 points his team racked up. The team they beat was captained by sophomore Caroline Bradley. The top player on her team is Grayson Rowlett, and the other players include Ashlyn Harrington, Emma Toole, Logan Hying, Megan Besh, Madison Illig, and Megan Bronk.
We introduced to you two other intramural teams last week. The final team features Captain Courtney Kirsch. Her team includes Max Patkins, Danielle Plath, Rebecca Bonsetter, Josh Hamilton, Drew Hansen, Tommy Kolash, and Levi Capacious. Intramurals will continue tomorrow night. Good luck to everyone involved.
There'll be some fun tonight because there's a Sadie Hawkins dance at Garrigan. The event is sponsored by the dance squad as a way to help with some of the expenses for their trip to Nationals in Orlando this spring. The girls have been zeroing in on the guys they want to invite since before Christmas, and it should be a fun time for everyone.
Our senior spotlight for this week shines on Josh Hamilton. Josh Hamilton is an Algona native who has a wide range of interests. He's one of the top members on the math team, which is no surprise, since he takes college credit calculus. Josh has also won many awards in band, and he enjoys intramural basketball. Josh will go off to college next year, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks, Levi. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's wrestling today at Ankeny. Then tonight, there's the big Sadie Hawkins dance. Tomorrow, intramural basketball continues.
Monday, we'll finish up semester tests, and that night, the JJV basketball team plays at Lake Mills. Tuesday night, the Bears host Lake Mills, and the National Honor Society will serve a meal at the game.
The Garrigan students who wrestle for Algona High will have a home meet next Tuesday. Then, Wednesday and Thursday, our seniors will leave for their class retreat in Cedar Falls.
There's more wrestling next Thursday. Then on Friday, the Golden Bears will travel to Eagle Grove for a basketball quad. Finally, next Saturday, there's a district speech at Manson.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.